Attend my masters and give ear, whilst here I do relate the base injurious slanders are thrown on me in hate. My wrongs and great abuses so commonly are known, as in a song to right my wrong shall instantly be shown. They call me fuddling maltsack, when drink I have got none. Cannot they look to their business and let maltsack alone? If I sometimes a pot or so do drink for recreation, my reckoning paid away I go and follow my vocation. Not any good man grieving, offensive for to be, by rooking or deceiving, from that my thoughts are free. They call me fuddling mudsack, when drink I have got none. Cannot they think on the blackjack, and let mudsack alone? As I along the streets do sing, the people flock about me. No harm to any one I mean, yet jeeringly they flout me. The barboys and the tapsters leave drawing of their beer, and running forth in haste they cry, "See where Mudsack comes here!" Thus I am jeered by them, though harm I do them none. Cannot they look to their small cans and let Mudsack alone? The jeering, cunning courtesan and rooking, roaring boy, which day and night do take delight in drunkenness to joy, they with their pimps and panders, decoys and cheating knaves, which runs to whores and drinks and roars and simple men deceives. They have no grace to guide well, and conscience they have none. Cannot they take heed of Bridewell, and let Mudsack alone? The glutton rich that feedeth of beef and mutton store, and hates the poor that needeth, which goes from door to door, and will not spend his money but for the love of drink, and grieves to give a penny, so well he loves his chink. Too many such alive is, of whom I'm sure he's one. Cannot he remember Devers, and let Mudsack alone? Tim trotting pettifoggers, which are so fine and nice, will drink, if they meet rightly, a cup of ale and spice. Yet must they take their chamber before they do begin, and if they can but hide it, they think it is no sin. When I in the streets walk open to the view of every one, cannot they look to their clients and let Mudsack alone? The jeering, fleering coxcomb with hands behind his back, all day which stands from morn to night, till cry, "What do you lack?" With scoffing and with taunting, will by the sleeve me pull. "What is't you'll buy?" he'll to me cry, yet like a brainless gull. He'll cast on me a scornful look, though though harm I do him none, cannot he look to his sharp book and let Mulzack alone? The tailor saucy prentices, as I do pass along, they at my head will cast their shreds, though I do them no wrong. The saying old hath oft been told, it plain doth verify, poor and proud still a tailor like, for they most jeeringly do call me fuddling Mulzack, though drink I have got none. Cannot they keep their fingers true and let Mulzack alone? Also the jeering tripe wives, which puddings fell and souse, cries, there goes fuddling Mulzack, doth wine and beer carouse. And with disdainful speeches, having no cause at all, will taunt and scoff and jeer and laugh, and basely me miscall, and calls me fuddling Mulzack, though I am no such one. Cannot she scrape well her greasy tribes, and let Mulzack alone? The clownish country carter will likewise with a jeer point at me as I go along, his head being filled with beer. Yet for his jeers I care not, but laughing lets him pause to follow his cart with gee-gee-ho, most like a witless ass. For like a home-bed clownico, good manners he knows none. Cannot he look to his wagon and let Mulzack alone? The bakers in the suburbs, with hearts devoid of pity, red light and small they make for all, both country and the city. And sometimes of into penny loaf, of weight 1 ounce is 3. As merrily I pass them by, they cannot let me be. They call me fuddling Mulzack, when drink I have got none. Cannot they look to their conscience, and let Mulzack alone?